welcome back to Throws Be the Game. Now I'm here with the King of the North, Matt Whitener. Is he just proclaimed himself the King of the North?
I feel like I deserved it for reasons that we
finish on the podcast.
I feel like I've earned that much.
Yeah, but you are the King of the North.
Yeah, man, I'll take it.
You're the King of the North. You took that 2-year sabbatical and just made sure you was in order for being the King of the North.
I'm back, man. I walked down from the wall.
with your chinchilla coat on.
Right. Yeah, right. I had a Ric Flair robe on and I walked from the wall.
All right, man. We got a lot going on with this last episode, man. Let's. What do you want? What area you want
to
start?
Next
from?
To last episode.
We gotta do the big. It's not the last episode for us, though. We're doing a recap of all the season later on with the whole crew getting everybody back together fully. Because actually, we've only been together all together like twice.
Twice, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like we're like the Stark kids.
Yeah. We are, though. What's so crazy is that Raven and Tyler worked together, though, so they were more connected than me. They did, but no, me and you connected still even more than that, though. So I guess it wouldn't even matter. So
we're like the Night's Watch for
the
this,
Night's
for
Watch,
the show.
Yeah, for the show, man. Yeah. So let's start. Let's start from Marine. Let's go Marine, then we'll go West. So what do you think about what's going on with everything Marine coming up?
I mean, it looks like that's where the power is lifting from right now. I mean, they left triumphant. Like they took off. I feel like, I don't know, even though this year, just in general, is kind of a maybe the the most positive Game of Thrones year of all time.
Far.
Like,
by
not
far.
Even close. I still feel like she's riding, like, deep right now. She's coming up and she's got all of her people with her, but there's got to be a hitch in that wagon.
I'm going to be Raven for a second. The hurry on the heart is he's going to do something crazy. Remember, she keep on been saying that for a while. Raven been saying that for a while that she think Dario's going to flip on this. I guarantee you, when we do the recap show to everybody, she going to say that's the reason he going to end up showing up being a villain.
I don't know how Dario could touch her at this point.
No, but or being a thorn in her side type thing, like he's showing up with the Sons of Men supporting Cersei randomly or something.
Dario, like,
that's what Raven would say. I guarantee you, she would say that.
I could see that. I don't know. That sounds like that's kind of like don't trust these dudes, don't trust these niggas,
don't trust these hoes,
don't trust these niggas. They're gonna get you. But I mean, I feel like he laid it all out there for her. And, you know,
he's like, I'm trying to be, but I guarantee Raven, I'm going to Raven, I guess, because Raven been saying this for weeks. Mm-hmm. She gonna be like, well, that's the reason. That was the flip of him saying like, oh, well, she ain't fucking with me. This is who I want to be. Like, she won't be with me. I'm gonna flip and be with somebody like Cersei.
I mean, it could happen, but anything could happen. But based on,
but it don't even make really. That I don't make think really, it wouldn't make a lot of sense.
The Sons of Man are out of business. They're out of business.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't. That's not coming back up.
You don't think we'll see Denari at all? I think you might see him to show up on something like I sent for him to be with me type thing. Though, like on a. Not
oh,
the
I think I think he I think he could show up again. I think he's gonna,
but the crew ain't showing up.
I don't think so, man. That she's bigger than that now. Like she's like that. It's gonna take an army to take her out, not just an insurgent terrorist sect like the Sons of Man. So. Yeah. I mean, the thing about
Sons
it is,
of Man, you said like a Wu-Tang Clan, it was a Second Sons. You said
right,
the Sons
yeah,
of Man.
Second Sons. Yeah, I'm thinking.
Sons of Man. You're doing your Wu-Tang Clan.
I'm doing it too early. That's the surprise for
season 7.
For later on.
Yeah.
The Wu-Tang Clan going to show up in Westeros.
They're not going to show up there.
I think anything could happen there, but she's strong right now. I mean, she's been amassing her power for 6 seasons now. You know, she's really has come up from the gutter all the way up to the penthouse. She ain't quite there yet, but she's riding on it right now. So it'll be interesting. I mean, I thought as I sat there and watched the scene between her and like Dario, I could like tell it's like I was saying she ain't want to do that, but she had to do it.
But no, I think she wanted to do it though too. Remember, she said to Tyrion, she was like, I didn't want to do it and I felt bad. But I felt like it was cool, and I didn't feel like I wanted to cry or nothing. Remember, she said that to Tyrion. She was like, "I felt like I wanted to do it." Like she said, like it wasn't no trip. Like almost like how you kill somebody. You're like, "Oh, it wasn't that big of a deal to kill my mama." You know how people say that and they in jail and they're like, "I didn't feel that bad after I start doing it."
Yeah. I mean, it could be that. I mean, I think it just goes into the thing about how she's just becoming single. She was a person that had a lot of emotion early on. You know her. I think the thing about Daenerys' character is that the compassion that drove her earlier, you've really seen like every step
chop off
of her step towards the crown and trying to move forward and everything like that. But like she's, you know, now, you know, at this point, she's kind of become, you know, kind of obsessed into her goal. Like it's not, she's not as much of a personable person as she used to be. Yeah. She's just kind of is who she is now. So now, you know, on the other end of that, what do you say? You know, what happens now? I think that the moves she's making, everything she's doing, she's like 100% just focused on her mission at this point. And there's not so much of that still, you know, oh, I'm still, you know, this girl who, you know, has these womanly desires too. On top of that, I mean, she's just a stone cold leader now. She's just a, you know.
Who do you think, with the whole thing with Tyrion telling her that you got to marry someone, who do you think she married? Is it Jon Snow? Everybody wants to think be Jon Snow.
Yeah, everybody thinks it's Jon Snow.
I was seeing some crazy shit, Jaime Lannister. On some crazy shit. So you got to think about, Jaime's probably going to leave and go back to Castle Rock and take that Lannister army back to Castle Rock.
So, like, here's the thing about where Jaime's at right now. I think Jaime's disenchanted with Cersei.
100%.
I think he's finally at the point now where he's looking
because at looking at everything I do for you, and you still fucking fuck me every time.
Yep.
Everyone I kiss died because of you.
Yep. He's like, Jaime has left town, come back from going and doing exactly what he needed to do against the Blackfish.
Did every duty he was supposed to do, though.
Yeah, he did everything he needed to do down there. He made the peace with Walter Frey. You know, at least let him know, hey.
We can talk about that.
How he sunned Walter Frey.
Yeah.
On the way out to do it. Like
you being in the fraternity, he basically charged him up like, yeah. What did you do?
He was like, why? How important are you really if every time something happens, we have to come back and sort it out for you?
And your sons look lame. Every time they got the little flappy little ear things that hang over and they sitting out there with the fucking trebuchets or whatever trying to do some random shit.
They look like Dr. Seuss characters sitting out there in the field and like there's like y'all don't have anything to do with this. Shut up. Just shut up and get out the way.
You're just a son of fucking Walter Frey and
you're a joke, your dad's a joke and he's not you a lot more a bark than bite.
And that's one of the things in the books though, his dad was supposed to be super gangster though.
Walter Frey?
Mm-hmm. But he's not the firstborn, no son, though. No. He had three of his brothers die before him, though, in the Fight of the Dawn, though, and everything, fighting with, for everything, though, going with the Mad King and everything. So he basically had people get chopped down, and he's like, well, shit, you left.
Well, you the one left. It makes sense. I mean, we can shift up there if we want to.
Daenerys wasn't that much. There wasn't much.
It was just kind of like she's in motion.
Going Walter Frey, we got Arya. Did you trip off Arya was the one that was scoping on Jaime, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But so because it was so funny though. It's like you know, like so Bronn's like, man, you ain't trying to get on these chicks, and Jaime's like, oh no, that chick ain't looking at me like you think she is. She looking at me like she's trying to get me. And it's so funny, that's where Jaime got up out of town. They're like, you know what, we got to roll, dog.
Yeah, like,
This is the last night we going to be here.
The thing I look at with that whole thing down there is like, he's like, all right, I went down here, I settled this beef. We put the dude in power we need to have in power down here. So now we out. We out again. Now we back, you know, here. But you're just kind of there, and they're just kind of there like, ho-hum, I'm ready to go back to
camp. Even Brian was like, he was still ho-hum on even mess with the chicks he messed with. Like, right. He was like, and I guess I'll go ahead and
knock these down.
Yeah, but I mean, I really don't. I was just trying to just drink and talk to you and everything. It wasn't nothing.
I was just trying to talk some shit.
I just wanted to drink and talk shit on everything.
So,
you know?
I mean, I guess the thing I look at now, though, with everything that happened there is that, you know, like, I think Jaime is right. You know, like, hey, man, like, what is the point of you? Point? Like, is this, we might as well just take
you
over.
You own the twins. That's the only thing you own. You own the twins. And you was a set up for us to be able to get to the Starks. Right. Now you think you hot.
Right.
He was only a vessel because the Starks already been talking to you and everything. Now you think you hot now because we helped you out and everything.
Yeah, and it's kind of like now at this point, I mean, you just look off and I'm like, yeah, I guess he's right. You know, I mean, so the Lannisters really have just, I don't know what happens there now. I mean, let's talk about that a little bit like that.
Yeah,
like Arya, Arya coming through.
Killed and everything, but then that goes back to Cersei though. Cersei is like the new president that can fucking, because she still ain't putting nobody at Dragonstone. You got River Run, somebody's got to be there. And Castle Rocks, nobody's been put there. Because K'Varn is dead now. Obviously, she blew the shit up.
So I mean, I guess that going, still staying there in River Run, you know. So Arya comes through and cuts Walter Frey's neck. How gangster was that whole scene, though?
Yeah. Like, with she told him, baked his kids in the pot.
Right. Like, she broke it down. Like, it was hard to saw off parts of them, but I got it done.
But my thing is, like, so how long has she been in there killing them? I'm assuming in my mind she was killing them before she saw Jamie and them. I'm just wondering, were those kids, though, at the party having drinks? And she was a sawing on people, randomly catching them out there, like how the blackface got away, though, getting the smoke, going outside real quick, though, having a smoke. And he got away because of that. Was it somebody going to have a smoke, and then they got caught up, and like Arya sitting there, I got you. And then dragging you out, kind of thing, like
Candyman. It could very well could have been like Batman, like dropping
down. Yeah, yeah, like, I'm grabbing you up, yeah.
Yeah,
and then, so, you know, on one, and it'll also be a kind of funny dichotomy of the Blackfish got out of some shit, though, by going out to have a smoke outside of a party, and got out of something, though, but going out to have a smoke, though, doing something different, though, got you.
Do you think Arya's going to kill Jaime?
She was trying to, I think. Mm. She was setting up. She was setting up.
I think Walter Frey was absolutely her number one goal.
Yeah, but I thought she saw that. That's why maybe she's looking at him lovingly. Like, they're like, oh, shit, I'm going to get everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, it's more me? And then Jamie was like, you know what? We got to roll, man. Tomorrow morning, do your thing tonight, though, man. I'm sleeping my eyes. Actually, I'm not going to sleep. We rolling out at 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning. I'm going to just ride. I'm going to ride in the carriage, man. I ain't, look, because Shorty right here, though. Because Arya played up to a hilt, though. Because she up on another chick, though. Touching her on the face, though. Like, it was if you really look at the scene, though, she's, like, playing it up.
Arya has become a motherfucker going into the season 7.
And I saw people online talking about where she get the face. Remember we talked about that, like, you think she ain't walk up out the spot, though? She was in there before John Quinn came back. Mm-hmm. You think she ain't put something in the bag?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I think Arya's Trump tight. She's at a point right now where she's, you know, she's got her shit worked out. Like, Arya might be one of the most thorough characters on the thing.
And I don't think she's never going to go back to Winterfell. I think she's going to be constantly just popping around, just fucking up shit randomly. She might run into the Hound and be messing with them for a minute and do this. I don't think, maybe she may go to back on the back end, but I don't think people are thinking like, oh, the first episode, she's going to be back in Winterfell. Hey, what y'all doing?
Because yeah, she's got a bigger mission. But I think that also, though, too, though, hearing, I think that it's going to be interesting to see what happens when she hears news about the
debate that we had, though, on Thursday when me and you were sitting there talking and everything. Is like, do you think she knows that?
I think she has to by now. I think she
when she killed Walter Frey, do you think she knew?
I think she was killing Walter Frey no matter
what. Off the strength. He's like, I'm already here, though. Yeah. You think she probably got there and found out why she was there because she got voices.
I think that she was going through to pull that off no matter what.
No matter what was going on. Like, I'm going to get this off.
Yeah, I think she was doing that no matter. Because who all is left on her list?
You still got, Joffrey's dead. Cersei.
Mm-hmm.
But she probably think that's going to be a longer game, though. So I can't go straight to King's Landing trying to kill nobody. It's a longer game. She killed the one dude that was the one that brought him out. She killed him in Davos. Yeah, damn. Left is Cersei and Jaime. And Bolton, but he's already dead.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably got that word, too, that he's dead. And then Ramsay's dead, so now she's probably only got Cersei. Maybe she doesn't go. Maybe she goes straight to King's Landing.
She said she was going home, though. Remember, she said she was going to Winterfell.
Yeah, but she was like, she may be like, I'm
going
to go home.
I think she's still going to Winterfell. I think she's going to factor
in what's
going
on. Because Riverrun is in between on his way, though. So
yeah. I think she's still going home. I made a
little detour. I'm going to merc some people up.
I mean, her list could have the long run still. You know, she could still play that out over time. I think she is going to Winterfell. And I think that's going to be an interesting thing about how that sorts out when they all get there together.
Do you think they're going to make it, we can transition even from that. Let's go to Winterfell. Do you think that they're going to make Jon versus Sansa type thing?
I think that it's going to kind of get fallen into that way. I think that Littlefinger already, you can tell, you know, by the way things ended. That by
or your well, namesake, even, the King of the North.
Let's even look at the first conversation, you know, where Sansa's trying to play Littlefinger's game stronger than him, you know, trying to manipulate the situation, play him over his head a little bit. Littlefinger's always got something up his sleeve. You know, he always has something there that he is going to get. And you can tell, I mean, he played his game and he got tossed in the friend zone. Like, and he ain't going to settle for that. That's not going to work. And she is still drawn to him, if it's just being aware of him or whatever it is.
I think it's like a first crush thing, though, man. Like, kind of.
I don't think it's for her so much.
I guess Joffrey would be her first crush.
Yeah, I don't think it's for her so much as a crush thing. I don't think it's an attraction thing. I think that she still is drawn to him more or less in a. I got to watch him type of way. Or, you know, like, he's going to force, like, she's giving him more business force than he actually has, like, to go through. But, you know, I think, I mean, Winterfell, I was interested to see how Winterfell was this week, you know, about how things were up there after all that. You know, everything had been leading up for so long to conquering Winterfell and to getting it over, that now they got it, what now? You know, so the fact that, you know, I think that the conversation they had in the chamber, first of all, let's go back to that scene. To that scene. That was one of the most powerful scenes
of the series.
When not the King in the North scene. I'm talking about when
they were sitting on the top of the thing and talking to each other.
When Melisandre.
You're talking about in the chambers with him, with Davos.
Yes.
And then they're sitting there like.
Davos.
All right, like, look here, man. He was like, yo, I ain't asked you for much. Like, yo, I've been down by law. Look here, man. But this bitch we gotta kill her. Like, so then John was like, well, shit. Like, yo, you ain't never asked me for nothing. You saved my life. You done did everything for me, though. You gotta. But my thing is, I think people get on Jon Snow of, like, not killing her. But that's Jon Snow's diplomacy.
Right.
It's saying, like, you just gotta go, though. Because you did bring me back to life, though.
Yeah. I mean,
you just have to go. You just can't be around us.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Because the Starks get a bad.
He could kill her, but I don't know what that order would really have done in the
and
story.
And what would it make anything? John it would Snow just be make Davos happy for him.
Yeah. Yeah, like Davos.
And he was like, fuck, Stannis ain't shit.
Davos has got what he was there for. But I just thought that scene was just powerful. You know, where he was like, I loved her like she was my own daughter. Like, he was.
My son died fighting for her dad.
Yeah.
Remember, his son died in Blackwater.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was hurt. I mean, he was incensed how angry he was at how that whole thing played out. So, like, I was like, I thought that was a great scene. And I think that it put John in a place of kind of predicating the fact that he, as, you know, going to be over things in Winterfell, he's going to have to deal with these situations.
Yes or no, kind of in between. No,
and, you know, if you go back to, like, when he was getting trained up to be the Lord of the Night's Watch, you know, he was already getting that training. Like, I think he's prepared to be that type of leader. But it put him in a tough spot. And I was like, man, this is a tough call.
But you've been in a tough spot before, though.
But does him sending her away, does that end up biting them in the ass later on?
No, because I think she still thinks he is the low corn on high or whatever it is. I think she's just like, this is what my destiny is to be on here. I think she's still going to be working for them. I don't think she's going to fuck with Cersei or nothing like
where
that.
Where does she go?
I think she go fuck with the Brotherhood of No Banners.
Do you think she just got driven off into the sunset of the show, or she's
no?
Back?
I think she would be the Brotherhood of No Banners. I think she's gonna go back with them.
Okay, well.
And mess with them, and it's like, yo, I'm gonna figure my way back into the game. You know of what it is, because she's still kind of distraught though, man. Like, she's all fucked up because her whole prophecy is all fucked up with the Stannis thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think that point.
Unless she goes to mess with Daenerys and her red priestess though, nurse her out. Because her rep is going to be with her. We ain't see it. I guarantee she's going to be like, yeah, I was on the boat too.
Yeah, well, her thing about it is that priestess that she's got, Kinvara or whatever her name is, she's believes in Dany. But Melisandre believes in Jon Snow.
But she believed in Stannis before, though, too.
See, like, I think that that's going to become a conflict.
That's what I'm saying. That's going to be a conflict between them two, is their priestess thing, though. Like, hey, yo, maybe she might even show up in Dorne on some things like, yo, I'm here. You know, and she might even lie and say, John sent me here to, you know, see what was going on.
It doesn't seem like she would do that, though.
I can see her lying, saying, Azura on high told me to come out here and make sure everything was cool and to connect with the other one else.
To try to do something to stay back.
I can see her lying about it.
She's going to be like Jorah for,
Yeah, it would benefit her to lie, though. To say that somebody sent her out to do what needed to be done.
I think that the real connection between those two parties, though, is Tyrion, between Jon Snow and between Dany.
Because Tyrion still fucks with Jon Snow.
Yeah, Tyrion still rocks with Jon Snow. Yeah. Heavy. And Sansa's there, too, and he rocks with Sansa. So, like, he's everything that happens in the North right now, Tyrion's got is nested with.
You think they'll probably know when they hit Dorne, like, yo, this will happen up in
North? Probably. Word of that, by the time the next season starts, word of what's happening in the North will have spread.
Spread out.
Like, Jon Snow being proclaimed king in the North is going to be, you know, big. I mean, go back to that. I like the fact that how they reckon that whole thing. You know, those people laid that stuff out there, and then the girl from the
Yana Mormont. Yeah. Yana Mormont was like, look here, y'all, all y'all motherfuckers are talking this shit, though, then send y'all soldiers. I send my 70.
Mm-hmm.
And probably, like I told you, Autumn was behind it. So people was trying to get at me on Twitter to tell me. I was like, dude, I think those are the ones that was, and they was sitting there holding her back.
Yeah.
So it's at least 50 sitting there holding her back. So maybe she was right saying that, what, one of them is worth 100 or something like that, or something like that, or 10 men. They was there holding her back. And all these other dudes, like the Glovers and, I forgot the only one. He said, Ramsey's skinned your dad alive.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't even fucking rise up. Yeah, and she brought she put them pulled them receipts out.
Yeah, I mean she called them to the middle, and I mean they got out there and they own their errors. You know, own the fact that hey man, the North is the Starks. The Starks are the North. Like yeah, if they're here, you are pledged to them. You know, and then, I mean I thought that the angle that Littlefinger was taking though in the conversation between him
because Littlefinger wanted her to be the queen regent of the North, right?
Because he wanted to take her to claim the Iron Throne.
But would it really help them claim the Iron Throne though with that?
No, it doesn't, but that's what his goal is. His goal is to sit on the Iron Throne.
But I'm saying having the North wouldn't have been shit. It wouldn't have been like you really had an angle for the Iron Throne. Oh yeah, y'all in the North though, cool.
Like I always kind of get the dichotomy between the two kind of mixed up. They talk about linking the Seven and bringing all of them together. Well, having a king and having another king, period. Ned Stark wasn't the king in the North.
No, he was the regent or the warden of the North.
Right, which is different.
But Rob made himself the king of the North.
They didn't proclaim king until they basically emancipated themselves from the South.
Yep. So and now, Rob came in and said, Rob is the king of the North.
So that just adds another thing. What I'm saying, though, is that just adds another layer into the issue because, you know,
the North has the most land, though.
Yeah, he wants the Iron Throne. But
why are you there?
But if there's another king, you have to deal with that first.
And that's where I'm saying that Sansa getting end up butting heads with Jon at some point.
It's going to be interesting to watch to see how it goes. It's going to be real interesting to see how it goes.
I mean, we'll talk about this probably when we go into the feedback with everybody in the show, though. But I'm wondering if there's going to be a situation where Jon just relinquishes the North to Sansa and like he finds out what his parents is doing. He keep moving on. I'm moving from a captain. I'm moving up to
colonel. Obviously, moving in the brand story is going to be as important here too. But you know, while we're in the North, but I thought that the way that they got called to the middle and said, "Hey, I bow my sword to him," like he's not he isn't what said he is, but we don't care. He got.
So you saying that that's how he can take over the king's land?
They say he's got Stark blood in him, and he just fought for us, and he led us to do this. He's done all these things. He's got the support of all these other people.
He brought back alive.
I still wonder how many people know that.
I think everybody know that at this point.
But
I think there's nobody speak on it because it's like a thing. I guarantee everybody know that because I guarantee the Night's Watch. You got the Wildlings probably, even though they fighting, they probably telling people like, yo. Straight up, I saw Jon Snow come out this thing, though, no lotto. Hey, Craig, come here real quick. Didn't you see him? Yeah, he came down the steps and everything. He fought with us over here.
Yeah, he's in there like a Jesus, like style behind.
And it starts spreading on. Think about, he ran out into the middle to fight and lived. Mm-hmm. He was the first one out on the foray of everything.
That's the thing they were talking about was they were just saying he's earned all their respect. His track record speaks for itself.
Impeccable.
Like Jon Snow is that dude. Like he's there.
He's Ned. He's basically Ned.
Yeah, I mean, he's there. He's on, you know. So the thing that I look at, though, is that, like, you know, now with that, I think that before anything moves southern, Winterfell, I think it's temporary that they've got this, that they have the strength they have right now. I think it's temporary.
Mm.
We can talk more about that in the future going forward, but the thing I'll say is that I think there's going to be issue brought from the Vale, and I think there's going to be issue brought, obviously, at the Wall.
The Wall.
So looking at the Wall, Tower of Joy.
I mean, a lot of them saying, like, you had the different parts being blurred out, basically, where they're saying, what's his real name, you know, who is his father. So some people are now trying to speculate it's not Rhaegar's kid, that it's Aerys' kid now. You got a whole different things going on. It's Rhaegar's kid, though, because they put up a thing on HBO that said, like, yo, this is Rhaegar's kid. If you go on HBO site, though, they, like, made the parentage treat on, like, yo, this is his daddy, this is who he is. And it makes you interested, though, what's going to happen between him and Daenerys, though. Because that's his auntie.
Mm-hmm.
And she's coming in, and she's going... And John, I could see a situation where she take over King's Landing, but the North is like, no, 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 no. This is our King of the North. You got to come holler at us. Like, I can see John just dealing with personal shit going on within the North and not fucking with King's Landing at all. And just then they got to holler at them and be like, you can't come through here.
I think
I'm the king of the North.
John's dilemma is going to come. Will John bend the knee to whoever owns it? John doesn't. Here's the thing.
I don't think John's going to be no knee.
Rob wanted to be the king in the North. Like, that was Rob.
He reveled in it.
Rob
he
said, reveled Rob in it, said that this is who I am. He proclaimed it and he took it. John has always
been the reluctant hero.
Reluctant about it, yeah. Yep. And I don't feel like John was reluctant as the Lord Commander. You know, he's now, you can even tell when they took the knee before him that he was like, oh shit. You know, like, y'all bending the knee to me and y'all proclaiming me the king in the North. And yeah, he had the little smile about it, like, we back on top. But then at the same time, and Sansa too, when him and Sansa were saying, and he was like, we don't need to have beef, there don't need to be nothing between us, we need to take care of this, she was like, use is you. She was like, she gave it to John, like, she gave it up, like, this is you, you need to do this. You know, like I've been saying forever, still, there still is Rob's will.
That's sitting out there, that proclaims.
I think that he's got all of the proper backing.
But he's got all the paperwork to be.
And you know, one thing I went back and looked at was that even with Catelyn, where her greatest regret was the fact that she shunned Jon Snow. Like, regardless, he's got support from everywhere. Like, so he truly is the king in the North.
And the thing going back to the whole situation, people shitting on Rob and to Ned and Catelyn and all of them, what they did, but John wouldn't be where he was, though, it wasn't for the goodwill and their faith that what they did, those other people did.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everybody was like, oh, we fuck with you. Because they was all dicks. Because people, like, wanted to be get them to start because they didn't play the games like the Lannisters did and the Boltons did. But the fact that they were honorable, gave them some goodwill for John. John's goodwill is coming from, 80% is coming from that. Well, I would say 50. I'd take that by 50.
You know, one thing I thought about, though, is that, like, we were talking before about how John, who is going to be inherit the North.
Yeah.
Technically, Bran really is.
No, Bran shows up, he's trumps it.
Like, I just don't think he's ever going that far south again.
And I don't think he wants to even mess with, even if he shows up, he'll act like he's somebody else. He'll say, I'm the three-eyed raven. He'll say, I'm a three-eyed raven.
Yeah.
I'm not Bran. I can see him saying, I'm not Bran Stark, I'm a three-eyed raven.
Yeah, he's assumed, he has adopted the fact that he's the three-eyed raven.
Yeah, he said, I am the three-eyed raven. No, he ain't saying he was Bran Stark. He said, I'm a three-eyed raven.
Yeah.
He has nothing, he doesn't care.
I don't think Bran will ever go back to Winterfell, ever.
He probably might not. He may stay at the wall.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing I see about that. But anyway, going back to that, I think Benjen gave pretty much what it was a layup situation to me, where it's like, he's dead. Benjen's dead.
Yeah. You think he's going to go back and die? This is fighting random.
Yeah, I think he's just going to go. I think Benjen will be a big part of the war when the White Walker War happens. I think he'll come back to Bran's aid when he needs him. But for right now,
you gotta look at him as dead, though, because he's gonna walk out there just fight random whites and just go out and fight these random
people. He can't go beyond the wall. He said, I can't go beyond the wall, so he can't go back and, you know, be a part of it.
But can Melisandre help him out come back?
I don't think so. I think that he's already at the point where the magic that brought him back, you know, already is.
But what if the wall comes down, though? He said, if the wall comes down, I can come back.
Yeah, he could. The wall is gonna fall.
Yeah. But then I'd be thinking, like, is the wall really going to fall? Because everybody expects the wall to fall.
I think it's got to come down. Because, I mean, the whole predicates the whole series on the war between the North and the South. And that means that Winterfell is going to have to fall. You know, the White Walkers are going to have to take Winterfell eventually. And that's where Jon and Danny link up at, where it becomes, hey,
he's like, I need to take back my homeland.
We got to put people together just to save everything from the White Walkers. Like, it's going to become them against the Night's King.
So, you think the White Walkers are going to take over Winterfell then?
Yeah, I think it's eventually going to get to that point. I think that it has to. I mean, we might be
expect the wall to come down so much that they're going to throw us a hook, though? Like,
I think that it's such an epic scene. I think that's the epic scene for next year, is the wall.
Well, the thing is that Ireland or wherever they are, Scotland, is trying to pay them to keep the wall up, period. Like, because it's a tourist attraction.
Well,
they're trying to pay them to keep it up.
It could CGI fall, but I mean, you know, one way or the other, the wall is coming down. Like it's coming down one way or another.
So all them night watches dead. You saying all them and dead men walking in
basically. Yeah, I think the night.
Or they're going night and dead men, they become whites.
Yeah, I think that they're on the ropes. And I think that's gonna be the next battle for Jon Snow. Jon Snow's gonna battle the Night's King head up, I think, eventually.
So you think he's gonna turn it? Are we going to have a situation where Daenerys is fighting King's Landing, Jon is fighting the White Walkers?
Yes, and I think that that's where it starts, and I think that the final battle is the battle to save Westeros as a whole.
So maybe somebody sneaks it.
The winner is here. Winner is here.
You saw the doves. I remember talking about the doves, the white doves.
Yeah, that was a conversation that Sansa and Jon were having. Yeah. They were laughing like Ned was always saying,
winner's coming.
Winner's coming. Well, it's here finally. Winner's here now. Yeah, so it's like that was a conversation. That was the thing they were laughing about.
Actually, that would make sense, what you're saying with that, because then if you have those two battles going on, and then you have a situation where Jaime or Tyrion kills Cersei, and they don't have to have a full battle, then they could turn their situation down.
I think without a doubt, I think Tyrion kills Cersei.
Not Jaime?
Yeah, I think Tyrion does it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You think Tyrion sneaks in, or you think, how does he get into the...
Something will happen. I don't know. It's too far away. It's going to happen, though. He's going to be the one that does it. But anyway, though, like, looking at what was going on with Bran, Tower of Joy, you know, I was just like...
This confirms everything.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, it just opens up so many possibilities. I mean, I think that the thing about, you know, Lyanna, whatever she said to Ned, you know, and telling him, you know, about the boy.
But it makes you think that Harlan Reed doesn't know. Because was he in the room? Because Ned could have came down and said, oh, no, I guess he obviously would know it wasn't Ned's kid.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't have been like, oh, yeah, you know, it was my kid up there.
He knew who was up there. He knew who was up there. Now, Harlan Reed might not know that it was Rhaegar Targaryen, but he knows that it was Lyanna.
It's a kid. He know this kid we walking back with. We riding horses together, and I got a kid in my arm, you know, in my satchel. We riding with it. This kid doesn't pop up from nowhere. And so,
right.
And he might be like, yo, can you keep it on the low, you know, what's going on? You know,
like, don't do what you got to do. This is what the play is going to be.
Yeah. And all the person, that nurse, the nurse that was there.
Yeah.
Did she come back into play or like saying like.
No, probably not. Probably not.
Yeah. Would it be crazy if, what if it was the nurse that Cersei fucked up and everything? I was thinking about that. It was some crazy shit.
Oh, well, yeah.
Shame.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's, you know, that was, that. I think the Tower of Joy is kind of like a rewarding scene to let you know, hey, that's John, that's who he is. I mean, I think the only thing that gets in the way is that Rhaegar didn't have a character on the show at all.
But they said they're going to bring him back, supposedly, for next season, some flashbacks. So, yeah. He's supposed to be awesome, though. He's, like, awesome. You know, he can sing. He can, like, play, yeah, like, drums, the ukulele, all kind of crazy.
They say Rhaegar was the complete package.
He was basically Jake Gyllenhaal, they said, with blonde hair.
So, I mean, he's...
Or white hair.
So, I mean, he's supposed to be big part of, you know, he's supposed to be... Everything. Rhaegar is supposed to really be.
And Rhaegar got fucked up situation. Because he was. Because the whole thing with the whole Harrenhal thing was that he was trying to bring all these lords together. He could talk to them and be like, yo, I'm going to take over Pop's shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the coochie kind of got in front of him and he got off track though, messing with Lyanna though. He got off track. Because if he just stayed on track.
He got lost in the sauce.
He got lost, man. He got lost and got off track. And then Lyanna. Like, well, damn, let's go just run away for, like, 9 months, man. Just be together.
Yeah.
You know, hang out. Because then he had to come back and fight for his dad, even though he didn't want to fight for his dad.
Right.
It was off the loyalty thing, like, well, damn, I got to go and fight, you know.
Right.
I'm going to pop out, you know. Like even if you remember in the Tower of Joy scene, though, he walked up after the day, he was like, dude, we ain't got no beef with you. Like, dude, we can't. He's like, but I need to go see. No, you can't. Like.
Right. Like, we.
I was pledged to stay here.
Right.
That's how you know he, like, Rhaegar knew it was something big, though, because that was his best night. That was a dude you supposed to have on your back, though, and we supposed to go back to back.
Dude, he had two of his best nights, and he had the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch sitting there together at the wall. Like, you can't get too much more gangster than that.
Those people, you want back to back with you, and we're going to get it in.
Essentially, in terms of what the show is now, he had Jon Snow, Jaime, and, like... One more cat watching the wall.
And Arthur Dayne.
Yeah.
Arthur Dayne.
Well, no, I mean, like, he wasn't really on the show, though.
But Arthur Dayne is at Tower of Joy.
I'm just saying, like, if you took people that are on the show now.
Oh, he said that we're
the... It would have been like if you had Jon Snow, Jaime Lannister, and, yeah, I don't know.
Like Grey Worm.
Yeah, all of them sitting at their...
At Tower of Joy.
That's how serious it is. That's how serious it is he's got sitting down there, you know. Brienne. He's got Brienne, Jon Snow, and Jamie Lannister sitting down there watching, like, them some warriors. Like some...
And you could, but you could have brought them with them to your fight, though, and be straight. Right. But you believed so much in what was going on here that you were like, you know, I need to protect this. So my whole thing is a lot of people thinking, like, yeah, maybe he raped Lyanna still. Nah, he wouldn't have put all that situation up, though. Because if you know about, if anybody, our book readers and everything, though, he basically gave roses to her, though, instead of his wife, after he won the tournament in the Harrenhal. He gave her roses.
That's what kicked it off.
Yeah, that's what kicked it off. And, like, she was like, well, damn, let me holler at you in the back end, you know. But then even crazier, though, is that they have this theory of the Knight of the Laughing Tree. I don't know if you heard about that. Mm-hmm. It was another knight that came in and fought during that for only two matches against some lower-level dudes and then just left. And she came in because Howland Reed was getting made fun of and everything because he didn't have no, because his sons and his kids, it was a whole bunch of things. They was making fun of him, some squires and some other people. So she came in and just wrecked the two or three dudes that was making fun of him, and it's like, you can't make fun of him, I'm out. That was it. She left the shield and it was a tree. Nobody knows what it is. People suspect that it was Lyanna. That was that night. So keep in mind, she went back, get set up in the seats though. Because she was gone for like two or three days, though. Went back and sit up in seats, though, and said she went back to somewhere else, like, hanging out. And then Rhaegar was like, maybe Rhaegar knew, like, no, you wrecked them two dudes.
Lyanna was supposed to be a hell of a warrior.
Yeah, she was supposed to be.
Her and Brandon Stark, the older Brandon Stark, was supposed to have just been, like, Ned, like, might have been low-key the third toughest one of them all.
Yeah, and we know Ned was a G, though.
Yeah, Ned was a G. You know?
So you think about how much G they had.
Yeah, Brandon was supposed to have been a bad man.
Yeah, you know? So, yeah. I mean, he was betrothed to Catelyn before, though.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I think that the point about all this, the Tower of Joy really opened up some opportunities. I don't know how they expand on it. The viewers have the knowledge. How does Jon find out about the knowledge? That's
got to be, but dude, I guess it got to be Bran, but do we really think Bran's going to see him again until it's like, we fighting White Walkers. Your daddy's actually Rhaegar. We got both. But
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. I got some ideas. I'll hold off and put them forward. I think that the Tower of Joy scene was good to have. I think it was good for both readers. It was good for viewers. You know, it's a newer concept for viewers. But I mean, I think it was a good thing to have there and kind of explain why Jon Snow transitioned directly into that scene where he was talking to
and
the
and they
Lord
showed his face on it going right back into it, though, because he's got that king blood in him now.
Yeah, like he's full circle. This is where Jon's supposed to be, so, you know, don't doubt anymore about Sansa or about that, because truthfully speaking,
Sansa should be the wardeness of the
Ned's North. Kids shouldn't supersede Jon because he's Lyanna's kid.
Yeah, so if he's still a bastard, though. He's still not
as far as the people know, but he's really not, though.
He is still a bastard.
But he's a bastard. But wouldn't that still betroth him over?
No, because he's still not fully. He's not fully that's sanctioned. Though. The Robb Stark thing will make him fully sanctioned. I hope will come up. Yes. Then they'll get him fully sanctioned on that side, and then on the other side is if something that I was thinking about. What if, because all the where we can transition to Samwell and then go back to Cersei. Samwell's at where Old Town. They have everybody's birth records. Somebody could have sent the birth record, like a Howland Reed or somebody sent saying that they don't have to release that everybody know that. You just think that it's just like if you find out your dad when your dad or you went to go with birth certificate, so you they have that, to let you know.
So you think that Sam's gonna look up John's background and find out?
I was wondering that. Like, if you look up his birth certificate, I think.
Like, how would they know, though?
They have everybody's birth certificate. Remember when he walked in and he was like, we didn't get any word of that. That doesn't matter if we get any word of that.
Right.
Maybe somebody like Ned or somebody sent that, like, hey, for the records. But nobody got to know. Unless somebody really go in there and want to search who Jon Snow is, they won't know. But his name is this. Because remember, she whispered what his real name is. So maybe they put his real name in there.
She called him John, didn't she?
No, she called him another name. It was inaudible. I put it on the closed caption. It said inaudible.
Huh. Okay. Okay.
Because some people were saying it was saying Aries. Try to say he was saying Aries. It said inaudible. So I was wondering, but the thing is, though, that Old Town has all the records for anybody's birth. So when you have it, like, you know, like with Xander, I would send Xander's thing off in a raven, like saying, hey, Lexi and Daryl had Xander, though, must up under this thing, though, put in the records.
Yeah.
So, who's to say that Ned or somebody before they left the Tower of Joy, like, we gonna, just in case, I know his story needs to be that Rob don't even know, but Rob, we need to have this record book for this. Because technically, Daenerys is a bastard too. Or bastardess, or I guess what is a woman that's a bastard? She's a bastard too, though.
Yeah, that's true.
She's a bastard too, though. So, you know, you can't hit on
Game of Thrones is about black people. Like, this is
it really, is about black people, though, but like, all these outside
Jon Snow's real name is Tyrone.
Tyrone Hill?
Yes, he's gonna be Tyrone Hill Targaryen.
And that's an interesting thing with that. So what do you think about the Sam situation with him going to
Old Town? I think it's kind of fulfilling this. I think there's going to be a lot of time jump that happens there. Like, by next season, he'll be in a different place, you know?
And he'll have, like, 50 books
he didn't read. Yeah, they would, because, I mean, that's his zone. He's, like, in his lane there. He's like, you got everything, all things are to be known here. Sam's going to end up showing up and being a hell of an asset to Jon before the end.
And I think he's going to read about, I want to know about the war of everything going on. And maybe he just researches the Targaryens and we're like, damn, Jon. Or what if he's in, like, and then maybe it sparks him to be like, yo, you know.
Yeah.
Yodin Rick's on the books is this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sent and signed by Ned Stark.
Sam is setting
up. He's going to see Ned Stark signed on it. Like, Ned Stark and the Stark, like, emblem is on this document.
Like, it's going to be, Sam's going to play a big picture, big role in clarifying things.
Before
it's
all a lot of done. Stuff. Yeah, he's going to be like that Brainiac dude.
He's taking the long route to really being as important as some of the things that Bran is viewing directly. He's going to be the one that can really speak to it in real time now, you know. So I think Sam's going to be real important later on.
And I think Sam's going to lead the Night's Watch, too.
I think he's already.
I'm saying he's not gonna go back.
Yeah, I think
he's not going back.
I think
to
he's
nice kind
of where he's at. I think he's gonna go to Winterfell instead of going back to the.
Yeah, or he just stays. Maybe he becomes like one of those top, like the dude that checks people in. Or maybe he's like that, like where Oracle. He just moved up. Like, yeah, like
he's I'm just be a, the Oracle off in.
Yeah, in Old Town.
I think he's got to get back out into the. He's got to be out there.
But I'm saying, but coming back into that, like after everything settles,
he's
like,
still gonna have to settle up stuff with his dad.
Yeah, Pop's still. Pops is on him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he has a knife fight with his brother, I'm wondering, next season.
Something's going to happen.
Because they're going to come get that sword. Like, we're going to have to talk about
that's
this.
That's not done. I guess that the only last place to go to, though, is where the action was at.
Yeah, we go on King's Landing.
I mean, we could talk about Dorne, her stopping by Dorne. I mean, that's an off-kick of what happened in King's Landing.
Yeah, Dorne, we ain't seen Dorne
this
long.
I feel like the King's Landing scenes, though, were like, oh my, I didn't foresee any of it going.
Remember,
down.
I said I think everybody was going to die, but I thought Marjorie was going to live, though.
Yes,
I thought she was going to be.
Yes, they killed more people than I thought would.
I thought Marjorie was going to be alive, and I thought maybe Tommen ended up dying on accident by the fire, and maybe she walked out, go have a smoke break. Maybe this is the whole thing, having a smoke break, and you leave, and somewhere, and it's, you know, something happens.
Yeah,
and I thought she was going to leave and be like, "Damn, oh shit!" And then people were like, "Oh, well, I guess you're the queen now." But then Cersei got everybody.
Yeah, so I mean, Cersei certainly wins the week.
Yeah, she wins the week.
I mean,
but I think she knew Tommen was gonna kill herself.
I think she set it up for it to happen.
Yeah, because he was sitting there, the mountain was sitting there like blocking it. Because if, like we talked on Thursday, like if he'd have been in the castle, then that'd be treason then.
Yeah, right. She
you can't be knowingly noticed. You blew up the king.
She covered her tracks.
She made it like, okay, the king killed himself, so therefore.
And she set it up to a point where she got ascendancy.
Yeah.
Even though that's interesting how that got progressed.
Yeah, because I would have. You know what? I guess it had been so far along to figure out another heir. Mm-hmm. Even if you did it outside of that, it'd be like, so you kill. There's no Baratheons left, which is his bloodline. He's not, but it's
the Baratheons bloodline. Essentially have gotten wiped out of the throne. Now.
Yeah, there's no Baratheons. Period. Mm-hmm. Unless somebody like a I think somebody like a Gendry is like a wild card sitting out there.
Could happen. I don't know if they bring him back up though.
Or do they make Gendry be?
I think
that married to Cersei though. Like we found Baratheons, and we're gonna marry her to Cersei.
I think that
to legitimize him.
Yeah, that could happen. It could happen. It seems like kind of a long play for this point in the series.
Yeah,
you know, so it could happen.
That'd have been fourth season.
Yeah.
Season four. You could do that. On a
yeah,
long
yeah.
Play.
It's kind of now you kind of run out of time. You know, to get all that.
But
in.
My thing is like, how does Cersei think that's gonna go forward? Or she don't give a fuck, and she ain't got no kids.
She just took the throne. I mean, she threw out the whole thing about, you know, the faith in the church. I mean, she blew up the church. You know, she blew it up in the middle of town. She don't have to ever say she had anything to do with that, but she took it over. My thing about it is, I just thought that she played it masterfully.
So
she got Alana sequestered. And yeah. now she's got Gregor taking
raping
him.
Her.
Yeah, just doing it.
Which is some crazy shit, like a zombie raping her. I don't even know how that even rolled.
You think he's raping her?
Yeah. He was coming in, he was pulling his pants down.
Really?
Yeah.
He was, I didn't see the
scene. Yeah, that's why she was getting scared, like, yo, no, you finna take some zombie dick.
Ooh, wee. Wow.
And now you know that's possible. Do you program him to rape someone?
He does whatever he wants.
What she wants, but I guess it's like, well, damn, good looking.
Yeah, she does.
I get to rape somebody, and that's what you know. That's what he did in general. So it's probably tapping back to some cortex of his mind because he rapes anybody in general. Because that's why everybody from Dorne was pissed off at him because he raped a whole bunch of their women. So damn. So he's sitting out there like shit. Damn. So I get the kid. Oh, you gonna give me? Let me get some pussy as a zombie.
Yeah.
This is the first time ever as a zombie.
It's probably the first time she got cracked open, too. By a zombie? Oof. God.
That's why she was screaming, though, because you probably saw that zombie purple and the kind of dick come out.
It's like that dog. It's like a dog. Like it just. But I mean, seriously, when Cersei set it up for, you know.
Oh, that speech she gave to her, too, was gangster, too.
She just checked out, though. Like, her character just took a whole different turn. Like, so far, she's been about kids. About power and about, you know, staying cool with what's going on with the Lannister legacy. Dude, she looked at Jaime like, deal with it.
Whatever the fuck, if you down or not, you want to get down or lay down at this point.
Yeah, because this is what's
I want to fuck you still, though, but if you ain't down,
she was like, I'm down with this. I mean, that speech she gave me, she broke it down. She's like, I do everything I want to because I like it. I enjoy everything I do. I enjoy being evil. I enjoy being who I am.
I enjoy killing my cousin.
She broke it off, like, hardcore. So, like, the thing I look at now is that it's like, alright, that's out there. That's done. It certainly puts her and Jamie in a direct.
Yeah, that's why I think he's gonna go back to Castle Rock, though. I'm like, I think he's gonna split the hairs and be like, you know what? It's great. I support you from the back end. Nobody, like, our uncle's dead. Our pops is dead. Who's running Castle Rock? I'm gonna go back there. I'm gonna hold it down there and everything. No,
all our kids are dead.
We this is the best split we can have, though. I support you if you need anything on the back end, if we agree, but I need to hold down and we need to get our money back because the Lannisters, they got no money no more. We need to get this situation together here at the Lannister army and everything. We really just shining with
Cersei got to make some more heirs, though.
That's what I'm saying, though. Did she care about that, though, now?
That she was going to want to keep the she's going to want to keep the crown.
But see, I guess she wants some kind of legacy. Yeah. But then that bring Euron in. That brings Euron in from the Iron Islands.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings him in saying, like, well, I got 1,000 of ships, though, to be able to combat what's coming up. Because she's going to find out the Daenerys is en route. So I got 1,000 ships
to combat. I think that the Euron story is going to get cut short and it's going to happen.
It's going to be like a Dorne thing, like, whereas it's like, damn, we expect it's going to be so much bigger than that and it's not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think that's going to make it to King's Landing, but
I do think Daenerys is going to get into it with the
Queen. Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how that works out. I love the meeting between
old Queen of Thorns. Queen of Thorns. Yeah, she was like, look here, let the old bitches talk.
She was like, don't speak to me again.
I mean, she pissed off. She wearing the black. She didn't wearing the black. The because at first I was like, did she know yet? And I was like, damn. And when they heard her talking, I'm like. And she had all black on. Like, I'm wearing all black until the day is over, though. Because that was her husband that got killed. Or was that her son?
Sorry.
Her son. So, she has her son. Then Loras, her grandson, is dead.
Yeah.
Her granddaughter's dead.
That's what she's been. She broke down the whole thing about why she don't got to care no more about anything. So, we going to see. I think that meeting is going to be one of the, I think, our early stage thing. Next year is going
to
be kind of interesting.
Because there's no heirs to Dorne, either.
King's Landing I think that the rights to King's Landing are very, very much up in the air. She's been crowned, but I think they're very much up in the air.
But she's got to find some kind of ally somewhere. Somebody's got to be an ally for her.
No, Jamie's there. That's going to be an interesting thing.
But I think Jamie's going to become neutral. And that's what I think he's going to become, like, a dude that's like, that people are reaching out to help. And, like, I can see Brienne coming like, hey, we need you now. And, you know, whatever it may be with that or, you know, whatever. I think he's going to become neutral, man. So it's got to be, Euron's got to become a big deal.
Maybe.
Unless it's some situation, like I said, like a Gendry thing, like, yo, we're going to put you on the throne of Dragonstone, but you gotta fuck with us and make sure that you rally the Baratheons behind your family.
How are we sure that he's got the backing of the Baratheons, though?
To on Gendry?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that Cersei puts Gendry on the throne in Dragonstone. Mm-hmm. And saying that we support you. But you got to get everybody, you know, as long as you keep everybody as an ally for King's Landing.
I'm too interested to see how that plays out. I still think there's going to
be... Because she needs some more allies, man. She ain't got no allies. She ain't got nobody.
I think that's going to end up being her fault, though. I think that she's overplayed her hand and turned so many people against her that ends up being her fall. I think that that's what the, I think that that's what how that whole thing ended last year. Her going to the crown herself is
like this is what you wanted your whole time, final, but you ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing
final,
else.
Right, you got what you want, but now that's your final misstep.
You ain't got nothing else.
Yeah,
but this is what you got left.
Then when Daenerys eventually makes it to King's Landing, that's you it's all by yourself.
Because people gonna leave too, and they see some dragons flying over King's Landing. They out of there. There ain't nobody fighting
the,
for you.
The legend of the Targaryen
is back.
Coming back is
It's real. It's real. It's not in no legend. We heard about it,
right?
But it's real. Like they're showing up. Well, let's go and wrap it up though, man. Let everybody know they get you up as always.
As always, man. I'm on Twitter if you need to air your grievances against me.
Man, some people, other people hit me hit up Matt though, man.
Come at me.
Like,
at me.
You
it's
know.
All right. You can come at me. I'm on Twitter. I'm at Cheap Seat Fan. It's Cheap Seat Fan. And yeah, man, anytime.
Yeah, people come at you, man. But getting mad at you, man. People be like, what y'all talk about this though, and I'm like, hold on, man. It's four of the people on the show.
We're only two on Twitter.
Yeah, it's two of us. Actually, it's only me and you on Twitter. Yeah, I guess. Hit up Matt then.
Yeah, come at me, bro.
I think Raven is on Twitter, but I don't think she's on there. But she ain't on there. Yeah.
10 years,
and I know Tyler. I don't know social media at all.
No,
he's secluded himself as much as possible. Well, thank y'all for listening as always, and we will be back with the finalization of the show, a recap and a prediction. Show so and we'll get Raven and Tyler's
guest stars galore.
Yeah, and also people have been asking us emails about we mean you got to figure out this rap thing though, the rap
it's version
of the Game of Thrones.
It's happening. I was talking with somebody who might be able to fall through next week for this. So,
yeah. So it's gonna be funny when we do that, and we'll be back next few days, not even next week, few days. We'll see you. Peace.